It's showtime.
Go head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bycod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. And here we go, 38 minutes late, but nonetheless, on the air for this More In Monday, the final day of August, the 31st day of August, 2020. This is The Horn. HeadOn.live is where you'll find us live on the interweb tubes. That's where you go if you'd like to also be part of the Merry Madcap Wacky Zany real-time multimedia extravaganza that takes place during the 3 hours in which this program is live, Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m., at least that's what we say. And 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Sorry, signing into the chat room right quick. Don't know why I was signed out. Wait a minute. There we go. Okay, I'm in the chat room, and you can be too. Just go to headon.live if you're listening live, and pick out a screen name and a password if you never have before, and jump right in. You'll be immediately greeted by the likes of Anatole and Bill and Allentown and Dowhead and Jimmy and Ralphs and Squeaky and Stockton Larry and Todd. Just a lot of fun going on already in my absence. Now, let's deal with my absence. Gee, Bob, why were you 38 minutes late to the air? Well, let me tell you. Ferg has found himself another job. And, of course, there are no jobs to be had around here, so he found one in Greenland. No, I'm kidding, not Greenland, but might as well be. He found one on the far side of Beckley, as far away from here as you can be and still be in Beckley. This requires me to support the commute. So, this morning, I got up at 6 o'clock and that enabled Agnes and I to enjoy most of the first hour of our filthy morning habit. And then away we went, and so his hours are 8 to 4. And if he's out the door at 4, I can be back here in time to be on air. It did not work out that way today. So, hence, I'm late. So, I guess the upshot of this is there's a chance that there will be a few more, who knows how many more, really, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time starts. Oh, hi, I'm Bob. So, I'll send a message out if tweeting is a possibility or Facebooking or... The most I could do at this point this evening was to ask Agnes to let Brother Deacon Asa know. So that's why I'm late. And let's see. He's got the day off tomorrow. 8 to 4 Wednesday. 8 to 4 Thursday. 8 to 4. No, off Friday. Then 9 to 5 Saturday and 8 to 4 Sunday. I can't figure out what that 9 to 5, why that 9 to 5. That's got to be a mistake. But, you know, life in the working class. So there we go. It's fundraising. We've got a fundraising free More In Monday here for the final day of August. Thanks just the same Jeremy jumped in. Thank you very kindly, Jeremy. It is much appreciated. And the last day of the month is when we thank our Patreon subscribers. For instance, we have 58 Patreon subscribers. And, you know, the original goal was to have 400. It'd be nice if we could get 42 more and have a happy 100. But we've got 58 Patreon subscribers, so thanks to Mary Lisa. Thanks to Katie. Thanks to John and Alec. Thank you, Jake. Thank you to Steve. Thank you to, by the way, that's Steve, another member of the fraternity of Steve. Thank you to Nancy and Jimmy. Thank you to Dave number 11. Thank you to Prince. Thank you to Bernadette. And thank you to Irwin there in Montana. Thank you to Kay. Thanks to Mike in Cascadia. Thank you, Ed. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to John in North Dakota. Thank you to Andrew. Thank you to Oak. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Michael of the Guffins. Thank you to Balmer Bob. Thank you, Brock. Thanks to Jeff in SLO. Thanks, James. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, John. Thank you to Andrea. Thank you to James. Thanks to Joey and Giraffe. Thank you to Ruth. Thank you to Aaron. Thank you to Annette. Thanks, Joanne. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Albert in North Carolina. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you to Hamilton. Thank you to Vernon in San Diego. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Kat in Ohio. Thank you, John. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you to Scott in Wisconsin. Stay safe. Thank you to Barbara. Thank you to Terrace out in California. Thank you to our buddy, the Nubian. Thank you to Carl. Thank you to Steve in New York. Thank you to Barb. Thanks to our old buddy, Horst, of longstanding in Taiwan. Thank you to Robin. Thank you to Fab. Thank you, Brother Deacon Asa, and thank you, Jeremy in Vermont. Thank you one and all for being Patreon contributors and all of you partial sponsors of the program. And thanks again to our buddy Irish Dave. For half a show on me so that we could have, along with our other contributors, this fundraising free Morin Monday. Okay, so it is Morin Monday, and it's been a big, bad weekend on just about any front you care to examine. I know we're getting, it's the end of the month, but we're getting a new week going, and here I am, Bob Kincaid, little ray of sunshine. Let's start with the latest. Let's start with the latest from the Lincoln Project, just because they do such doggone good work. This, of course, is an unpaid ad placement. No money changed hands in return for this piece of political advertising being run. And because there's no fairness doctrine, if the maggots were to come to me and say, well, you need to play something good about... No, you know what, maggot? You can go and fuck yourself. Yes, with a white, and I do mean white, hot poker.
Yeah.
This is Trump in New Hampshire reduced to 104 seconds by the Lincoln Project.
Joe Biden is the puppet that seeks to obliterate and destroy everything that you hold dear. Protest is your ass. I don't talk about my ass. Anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters, law-abiding citizens, Everybody's afraid to do anything now. Thousands of people marauding through the street, threatening other people, kicking them in the face, mugging people, hurting people, robbing stores. The agitators will go from rioting in the streets to running the halls of government. The levers, they call it the levers of government. No one will be safe. Anarchists, criminals, rioters, looters, and flag burners. The
left-wing
mob. I wish I were president. Racial hatred. Horrible, stupid, insane. That statistic is wrong. Please have it changed. Nightmare. Pillaging and plundering. Slightly radical. 300 miles of border wall. Mexico is paying for the wall. And they don't want to give me a wall. The wall's not getting done. The wall will soon be complete. Mohammed, Biden disaster. Oil, guns, and God. Russia. China, hug and kiss Joe Biden. They got fire pouring out of their eyes. How was your breakfast, sir? I want football back. Big, strong guy. Suicide, drug overdoses, alcohol abuse, heart attack, joblessness. They're all saying, we want Ivanka. Lawyers, that's what we need. Jihadist nations, very dangerous. We will end surprise medical buildings. I did it all. I don't have to do this. You have no choice. You have to vote for me. You have to vote for me because you have no choice. You can be fools and you can be fooled. We're not going to let our country be destroyed by a bunch of nut jobs.
Yeah, that surprise medical building. You know, one day it's just that there's a field there, and the next day, well, damn, there's a surprise medical building. Citicides. Citicides. Yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, Randy and PA. Bad president. Bad president.
Terrible, horrible, really bad president. Awful, just awful, believe me.
Flavio wants an early amen. Can I get an amen, asks Flavio. Fuck Ron Johnson, that POS fascist Russian tool. Yes, and all the horn community said, fuck Ron Johnson. He comes from Wisconsin. He works in the lumber mill there. Man, what a weekend. And we got, I guess we got the second band of rain today from Hurricane Laura. It's pretty much rained all day. It was raining this morning when I went shuffling out the door. Rained all the way to Beckley and all the way back. And it just kept raining, and eventually I noticed some ducks traveling two by two, followed by some chickens, followed by a couple of two by two enterprising buzzards. It's wet here today. Ah, well, there's a good question. There's that. What an idea. Ron and Raleigh says, why doesn't Ferg, maybe the boy could use the public transportation system there in Beckley? Ha 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 ha! Ooh, oh yeah, Ron's starting out with a funny public transportation system. There ain't none, or what there is minimal at best, and you can't exactly catch it on this side of the river. No, not at all. Leah, New York, starting late. Obligatory Star Trek reference. Scotty. I know what time it is. I don't need a bloomin' cuckoo clock. Yeah. It precisely, Randy and PA says, the buzzards ate the chickens. Hey, Grandpa. What's for supper? Chicken fattened buzzard breast. You better believe it. So, more bloodshed this weekend. In Portland. And the Portland contingent of the Horn Family Community Congregation can probably speak to this better than I can. Regardless... Wait a minute. That Billable Rick's City Seeds. I had no idea that Trump knew about the brand new horn nutraceutical product called City Seeds. You plant them and before you know it, cities spring from the earth. With lots of anarchists, even. he sent out 90 tweets in one damn day. The President of the United States, supposedly the busiest man on the planet, has time for 90 tweets. And a lot of that was because he was having a meltdown and throwing a hissy at Mayor Wheeler out in Portland. So a patriot prayer creep got killed. Don't really know the circumstances yet. I mean, we know the overarching circumstances. Whipped into a white, and I do mean white, hot frenzy by Nitwit Nero. A caravan. Remember when they were warning us about dangerous caravans moving toward the southern border? Well, it turns out the dangerous caravan wasn't in Mexico, but has been in the United States all along. A caravan of maggots, of the particularly dangerous right-wing variety, operating in conjunction with fascist, white supremacist, neo-nationalist groups like Patriot Prayer, the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, folks that, well, the single greatest expert on right-wing domestic terrorist groups, Dave Nywert, friend of the program, friend of mine, has warned us about for years. See, they go into places like Portland and Seattle because those are liberal cities. These fascist bully boys do. And in particular in Portland, the cops have earned, let's say, a reputation. Because in the past week and weeks prior, there's plenty of evidence of the fascist bully boys being given free rein to work whatever mischief and violence and hateful behavior they wish. And then when the decent people push back, that's when the Portland cops come in with the chemical weapons and the pepper spray and the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, doing the thing that fascists do best, that is engage in violence. And so this weekend there was a caravan of maggots who descended like a plague a plague of disease-bearing mosquitoes on Portland, specifically for the purpose of instigating violence. It could have been curtailed, but the cops weren't much interested in that because the cops, as we know now, and Dr. Bill was talking about it some earlier today, and we talked about it last week on the program, law enforcement agencies all over this country are already infested with white nationalists and white supremacists in their ranks. And these law enforcement agencies do their dead level best to look the other way. But yeah, they are infested. And so the fascist goon squads were allowed to drive through downtown Portland, where they hosed down people they disagreed with. They brought their own pepper spray. They brought paintball guns. And they sprayed chemical agents. They used chemical weapons. That's what pepper spray is. They used chemical weapons on other American citizens. They are not oath sworn. They are not they are not members of law enforcement. They are just fascist thugs. And sometime around, 8:45 local time Saturday, 8:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, one of the Patriot Prayer assholes was shot and killed. And I deplore I deplore gun violence. I deplore violence generally. I despise it. Especially when it is something that these right-wing domestic terrorist organizations have been yearning for, seeking, aching for, looking for a reason to start shooting. Kyle with a note says, everything the maggots accuse Democrats of doing, they're doing or will do. Every fucking thing. They're not even good at this projection shit, so why do people fall for it? Jesus, I'm so sick of these fuckers. Also, quit lumping mosquitoes in with maggots. That's an awful thing to do. Also, it's pretty clear now that cops are state-sponsored terrorists. Yeah, they're infested. They are infiltrated. And there's just not much room for debate left in that. Ugh. So, in the aftermath of the shooting in Portland, James in Illinois says, Portland casualty, one so far. Anyone want to bet this was friendly fire? Sure, it's possible that this was an armed lefty. I'm not delusional with regard to the possibility, but these imbeciles need to remember the old adage, when you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And they're so fucking stupid that they don't understand that they can die by their own swords. But one of their buddies swinging a sword may lop the noggin off of them. Because after all, we're talking about white-wing nationalists. Otne ute ain't brave, if you own what I mean, may. They live for violence. It's deep in the genetic code of fascism. I think there's every possibility in the world that some patriot prayer asshole put a round through the head of one of his patriot prayer pals. Megan points out, we've been deploring gun violence. We did it before young Herr Rittenhouse decided to cross state lines to take the lives of two protesters. Now one of their own's dead. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of it. You're sick of it, Megan. We're all sick of it. But guess who's not sick of it? The maggots. They see this as an opening. The mayor of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the governor of Wisconsin have implored Nitwit Nero to stay away from Kenosha, not to show up there and inflame an already miserable situation. But he's going to go anyway, because he wants to go and inflame an already miserable situation. He wants full-on civil war. And so do his supporters, because they've been braying and grunting and hooting about it for years now. Live by the sword, Stephen, New York, says these are the same people who wanted to arm teachers to safeguard kids. Oh, I know. I know. These are the same people who have to strap to go to Wally World for a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. And yet they're too scared to put on a mask. Jesus. And you know, that live by the sword business does come straight from the Bible. When Jesus is being betrayed, Peter pulls out his sword, because Peter had a sword, because Peter was not exactly the brightest fork in the chandelier. And he lops an ear off a Roman soldier or whatever, and Jesus picks the lump off, picks up the ear off the ground, and rubs a little dirt on it and spits on it and slaps it up against the side of the Roman soldier's ear, and supposedly he's healed. And he looks at Peter and says, put up thy sword into his place. because sword, of course, has gender. It's masculine. Put up thy sword unto his place, for he that lives by the sword shall die by the sword. You know, I'm so old I can remember back when we were getting ready to engage in the illegal, immoral, unethical slaughter of innocent people in Iraq. And George W. Bush did. Thanks to him, there were, in very short order, 1 million Iraqis who would not have been dead had he not invaded. The Methodists, of whom George W. Bush was nominally a member, said, "Don't do it, George. Jesus wouldn't do this. It's unchristian. It's unholy. It's sinful." But the Baptists, the Southern Baptists, came to bat for George W., and they said, "Oh, heck, George, you just go ahead and attack them Iraqis. Because you know what? It says right there in the Bible, Peter owned a sword." Doesn't point out the fact that the Baptists somehow missed the rest of the story, where Jesus doesn't much approve of the violence that Peter engaged in. Oh, well. Baptists. What are you going to do? So they, the Baptists endorsed his war. 1 million-plus Iraqis died. Iraqi non-combatant civilians, men, women, children, little baby girls dug out of the rubble of some place that had been recently struck by a smart bomb or a genius missile or some such shit as that. Meanwhile, Herb Cain is, zombie Herb Cain is still tweeting from the great beyond, trying to make the argument that, well, it's all gone away. The Roner. The CDC put something on their website, and the maggots have run wild with it. So shortly after the shooting in Portland, some skeevy outfit called the Common Sense Conservative posted an interview with someone ostensibly a member of Patriot Prayer. Now, understand that Patriot Prayer is a violent right-wing, white nationalist, racist, fascist organization. There's no getting around it. They're not a common sense conservative organization. They're fascists. If it honks like a goose and it steps like a goose, it's a fascist. So standing in front of the flag that the Patriot Prayer assholes use, I'm so old I can remember when Republicans used to get really upset about desecration of the Merkin flag. Well, they use a desecrated flag in black and white. White stars on a black field, black and white stripes. There's one blue stripe in this, and that of course, that's to support the police. So this guy's interviewed, and more propaganda alert, okay? Sometimes there's value in hearing how these sick bastards try to frame their crocodile tears. Curiously, what you get on this video, though, is a lot of links for how to send money to the Common Sense Conservative. They name it, this thing names the individual killed Aaron J. Danielson, claiming killed during the unrest simply for wearing a Patriot Prayer shirt and hat. I'm pretty sure that's not true. But what's more curious, and of course, dude in the interview, he's wearing his cross on a chain around his neck, just remembering Jesus. Wherever you are, bless you, Bill Hicks. Walking around with a little Italian carbine rifle and a chain around their neck. Just remembering John F. Kennedy. Right. So they name the victim, Aaron J. Danielson, a first-hand account of the fatal shooting. What they won't tell us, however, is what this goober's name is. No idea. He's not identified in the video, or he's not identified in the description of the video. Again, warning, this is pure propaganda.
What happened last night? A lot of things happened last night. A lot of people came out to express themselves, express their beliefs.
A lot of people came out to express themselves, express their beliefs. They rode in pickup trucks through downtown Portland, hosing people down that they disagreed with chemical weapons and shooting people with paintball guns. That they were expressing their beliefs. They weren't exactly singing, Jesus loves the little children. Or, Jesus loves me, this I know.
We have a First Amendment in this country. We have a First Amendment that protects our natural right.
Pay attention to the language. We have a First Amendment that protects our natural right. Those two words, natural right, those are loaded words. That is a loaded phrase. It refers to the idea that the First Amendment is not a guarantee that government will not suppress the free speech of the citizenry, but that free speech exists as some sort of ethereal right that is in there with things like gravity or Boyle's gas laws. You do not have a First Amendment right to come looking for a fight and then start one. That, in fact, is a crime, if it would actually be prosecuted, called incitement to riot, which is what the caravan this weekend was. Make no mistake.
And for whatever reason, there seems to be this opposition that thinks we can't do that.
No, the opposition thinks you can't come into a town looking for a fight and expect not to get one. They weren't standing on the village commons spouting their beliefs. They were creating a public safety hazard, running up and down the road, again, shooting people with paintball guns, and spraying pepper spray at them. The video's out there. I saw an abundance of it over the weekend.
And they had been attacking us for years, really for decades in the grand scheme, but very heavily.
Yeah, well, decades. Okay. America has been opposed to fascism since roughly December 7th, 1941. And there was not, for quite some time, there was no room in the public sphere or in the public debate for the arguments of fascists, neo-Nazis, skinheads, Klansmen, and the like. Because, it is a paradox, Karl Popper's paradox, that the only way to have a tolerant society is not to tolerate the intolerant. So for a lot of years, freaks like this dude had to meet kind of in secret, and they'd have their little Nazi Bund halls, and think of the Nazis led by Henry Gibson in the Blues Brothers movie. They'd stand around and stiff arm salute each other and goose step back and forth across the room and talk about how that they were going to make it. One of these days they're going to come to power and they're going to make America a good white Christian nation. Sure. And most decent people opposed them. But they're out in the open now. And it's not that they've been opposed for years. It's for years they've been invading places like Portland looking for a fight, looking to engage in violence with people who despise fascists. And I guess in 2020 that's kind of a loaded phrase, fascist, but it is a real word that has a real meaning. Just like Nazi is a real word that has a real meaning and doesn't actually mean anybody who ever brought Alan Dershowitz a cold cup of coffee. Just like neoliberal is a word that has a real meaning and doesn't mean anything that a member of the Sparkle Fart-propelled Unicorn Cavalry Purity Patrol doesn't like. The language these monsters, these freaks, these sick punks use would be immediately recognizable to anyone from my parents' generation. Because they heard what fascists sounded like constantly during the war years. People like Henry Wallace, vice president under FDR, warned of the coming of fascism. Other American writers warned of it. When it comes to America, it will come carrying a Bible, wrapped in the flag and carrying a Bible. Things like that. But as history is forgotten, as history is forgotten and the older generations die away, the younger generation that doesn't know these things is more easily seduced by them. And so you get horrible human beings like this unnamed member of Patriot Prayer.
Heavily in Portland, especially for the last 95 days. Last night, it escalated to the point that they executed my partner.
They executed his partner. Now, what does partner mean in this particular context? Does that mean that they were gay lovers? That would not be the first time that that had been the case in fascist bully movements. Does that mean that they ran a business together? They had a print shop or a brewery or something, and they had a limited partnership? No, it doesn't. No, this guy considers himself a member of a paramilitary, and this is his partner the way that a cop will have a partner. Still trying to clothe himself in the mantle of authority when he has none. And he says, it escalated. Well, fascist freak, who escalated it? Who formed up a caravan of violent maggots and deliberately drove into Portland to try to incite violence? Who escalated it? Like I said, I had an opportunity to get up this morning, Agnes and I did, and we watched most of the first hour of our filthy morning habit. And it was full. It was just chock-a-block. Joe and Mika both showed up to work for a change. And it was chock-a-block with violence deploring. Oh, there's deploring violence all over the place. Something I do as well. But the most that they could say about Patriot Prayer was that it was a far-right group. Because the word fascist is a word too far for them, from all appearances. Irish Dave says, was this the guy, Joey Gibson, political activist? Doesn't look like it. This guy I'm running right now is a ginger. They executed my partner. That remains to be seen. Because by far and away, there's no way you can make an argument that Patriot Prayer was outgunned by the people resisting them, whether they were Antifa or not. These are the people who are too chicken shit to go to Walmart without strapping just to get a loaf of bread and a jug of milk. That's who these people are. So I'm still, I think James in Illinois has a valid point until proven otherwise. One of these fuckwits may have shot his own buddy.
They hunted him down. They hunted us down. They recognized our Patriot Prayer hats.
Really? They hunted him down. What, packs of dogs, maybe? Were they wearing camo? Hunted him down. What, did they throw a maggot hat out in the road and hunt over a baited field? Recognized our hats.
Recognized our Patriot Prayer hats.
Now, he just kind of tugs the brim of his Patriot Prayer hat. Curiously, if I was running an organization called Patriot Prayer and it was a legitimate organization, I think I'd be doing some praying. Pray for peace, you know, like the Prince of Peace that they claim to worship. But no. It was almost as if he thought twice about removing his cap. He will later make that mistake, and we'll learn something about him then.
For anybody who doesn't know Patriot Prayer, Joey Gibson, the Citizens Advocate, he's a good man. We support him, Christian and conservative. So they identified our hats. We've got a couple of them right here. Pull it out. Pull it out. And
is that what they said?
That's what they said. We turned around.
Yeah, was that what they said? He said, leading him. Yeah, that's what he said. He said for the second time. Pull it out. What, do they got a howitzer? Rocket launcher?
It didn't even register that somebody was pointing a gun at us until the shots went off and took off running.
Yeah, wait, these are gun goobers. It didn't register them that somebody was pointing a gun at them? I thought they were part of a well-regulated militia. Megan asking, what the fuck is it with these paramilitary freaks? They executed my partner? So are they cosplaying police or military? They do know they can trot down to the nearest military recruiting office and join, right? Seriously, what do these morons think they're accomplishing? Well, see, but they don't want to do that whole join in the military thing, because you got to do a lot of marching up and down the square, and you got to learn to salute, and you got to say yes sir and no ma'am and yes ma'am and no sir, and you got to let people tell you what to do, and you got to go hiking and running and physical training and everything, and just sleep in shitty circumstances, and well, the pay's not that good, and the food's even worse. And then, worst of all, they might send you somewhere where you were expected to actually honor the oath that you took and follow orders and do what you were told to do, regardless of how you felt about the situation. And the very, very worst of all is that, well, when you're a fascist bully boy and you only pick on people that you think can't fight back, the very idea that the people you'd be going up against if you was a member of the real, live, honest to goodness, no kidding military would be shooting back at you, whoo! No, they don't want no part of that, Megan. Ah, yes, okay, a little clarification coming from Lee in New York. Far-right group, as they described them on Morning Joke. On Fox and Onan, the network that spills its news upon the ground, Patriot Prayer would be called far-left liberal socialist commies. You left out pinkos, Lee. Pull it out. Lee says, I'm sure his partner said that a lot.
The shooter took off running, and it takes a second for you to process everything that happened. You know, did he just shoot at me? Okay, I'm okay. Turn over, and Jay's dead.
Yeah, see, that's where all that training comes in. Training that they claim to have but don't. And so we're supposed to believe he just stood there with his thumb up his ass going, is they shooting at us? Y'all wait, he's dead. No. Yeah, Ron and Raleigh, all I can say is, false flag, false flag, false flag. Did you happen to hear Ben Shapiro's screed or Tucker Carlson's? We're going down in a burning ring of fire. Down, down, down in a burning ring of fire. We've been under curfew here in Raleigh because a cop shot a man with a BB gun, and the DA said that's okay because the cop needed to make a split-second decision. How in the hell can a cop shoot someone with a BB gun in a fucking open carry state? Well, you confused me there for a minute. It's one of those language moments, Ron. I want to be clear here. A cop who was not using a BB gun shot someone who had a BB gun. Is that correct? Good. Because I didn't think we were arming the Charlotte-Mecklenburg PD with BB guns yet, but... It's an open carry state, but some people are more free to open carry than other people are free to open carry, if you own a what I mean.
Because he believes something different than them. Jay's not a racist, he's not a xenophobe or whatever label, he's not an ist. Or an ism.
Yeah, sure he's not. You're not a member of Patriot Prayer if you're not an ist or an ism. And it wasn't because he believed something different. It may have been because some other Patriot Prayer person or Boogaloo Boy or Proud Boy or one of the other God knows how many different fascist organizations there are. The gun just went off. We hear that a lot, don't we? The gun just went off. Why won't he say what it was that Jay believed? Well, because Jay believed in an America for white people. But they don't think it's racist to believe that, you see.
He's an independent man.
Ah, he's an independent man. Yes, 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 of course. Independent.
He's a good man. He didn't do anything to earn a bullet in the chest.
If you could ask anything right now, Donald Trump, what would it mean?
Where's that come from? He didn't do anything to earn a bullet in the chest. Wonder if maybe he'd been spraying people with pepper spray earlier in the day in one of those parades. Wonder if maybe he'd been shooting people with a paintball gun in the fascist parades that took place earlier in the day in Portland. Wonder if he was one of those who goes in and screams and brawls, like was caught on video in the past week or two, where the cops just stood there and watched while these people engaged in wholesale violence against people who just happen to believe something different. Well, if you could ask Donald Trump anything, what would you ask him? Oh, man, what a list. Where would you begin? Did mommy potty train you at gunpoint, Donald? That'd be a good starting place. Did you learn that word that has all the same letters as ginger? Did you learn that word from your daddy, Donald? There's a thing we could ask Donald. No, I don't think he's going to ask Donald any of those questions.
Send troops. Arrest these. Portland is as corrupt as any place you've ever seen, any place you've ever heard about in the movies. I have a friend sitting right behind me here who's is being charged currently with a felony riot while the DA is letting all these actual rioters out on the street. He was just out there waving an American flag.
Yeah, no. Because if someone was actually charged with riot for waving an American flag, you can bet that there would be riots over that. And besides, these fuckers don't fly the American flag. These fuckers fly that monochrome thingy with the one blue stripe. Send troops. Who do you suppose knows better than anyone else the degree to which our military and law enforcement have been infiltrated by right-wing fascist bully boys? I mean, they sent troops. And it made things manifestly worse. Because the people that were sent in, you know, mercenaries and the like, Eric Prince's employees, for instance, well, they had a decidedly decided preference for one side of the dispute over the other. And it was people like this guy, this nameless person. And he knows it.
It's been charges pending for, 2 years? But somebody who's throwing explosive devices at the police, somebody, when I went to the hospital and I met a Homeland Security officer who was there.
Oh, okay. He met one. Got a name there? Patriot Prayer?
Because his buddy had caught a mortar round in the chest.
Oh, so it's, okay, so the DHS guy was at the hospital, but the DHS guy's buddy had caught a mortar round in the chest. Well, that's at least 3 degrees of hearsay.
And burned right through his uniform. He got third-degree burns all over his burns all over his torso.
Really? From a piece of fireworks? Third-degree burns all over his torso. Yeah, no.
Those people are being let go. While Christians and conservatives and anybody who isn't whatever their Hitler-esque idea of a perfect world is?
Dude, there aren't any Hitler fans on this side of the aisle. Funny how he went right to Hitler, isn't it? Darndest thing. I mean, how's this for a Moran Monday nominee? I'd say he's got it sewed up. I mean, we got some other stuff, but he's got it, whatever their Hitler-esque idea of a perfect world is. Because he had to be careful about the words he used, because he has a Hitler-esque idea of a perfect world. That's why he's in Patriot Prayer. Let's just see here for a minute. What we know about Patriot Prayer. This is from Hate Watch. Patriot Prayer is a far-right group active in the Pacific Northwest. Over the past 3 years, the group has hosted and promoted rallies in progressive cities like Portland, frequently engaging in violence against their political opponents. Patriot Prayer rallies regularly include the Proud Boys, a hate group, and various anti-government extremist groups. In 2018, the FBI included the Washington, Oregon Proud Boys during a presentation to the Clark County Sheriff's Office on domestically inspired acts of violence. The FBI advised Proud Boys members have contributed to the recent escalation of violence at political rallies held on college campuses and in cities like Charlottesville, Virginia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, a report from the Clark County Sheriff's Office stated. Joey Gibson, the leader of Patriot Prayer, lives in Vancouver, Washington, and has called Portland disgusting and filled with so much darkness. Dark-sided! He has instructed members and supporters to be armed at rallies, saying everyone should be carrying around guns at all times, especially people in our situation, you know, fascists. One associate of Patriot Prayer, Reggie Axtell, threatened Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, and another, Skylar Jernigan, has made explicit threats against Portland anti-fascists. You're going to be getting knives put into your throat. You're going to be getting bullets put into your head if you don't stop this shit with us.
Lovely.
Yeah, meanwhile, outfits like the Mercury News and the Register Guard write headlines like right-wing group Patriot Prayer, no stranger to protests in Northwest. Patriot Prayer, no stranger to protests in Oregon, Pacific Northwest. NBC News reporting that the guy who was killed Saturday night, far-right Patriot Prayer group says fatal shooting victim in Portland was a supporter. I have regrets that Jay was shot, group founder Joey Gibson said of Saturday night's deadly confrontation that followed a pro-Trump caravan entering the city. I have regrets that he was shot. Yeah. And yes, the guy who got shot had been part of the caravan that invaded Portland. And perhaps giving a little something away, Joey Gibson said, "Jay is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Anyone that knows him, no one would ever want to hurt this guy." How about that? Jay was in his hometown, Joey continued. Jay was in his hometown walking around and he got attacked. So I don't know what else we could have done differently. Well, how about not going and inciting a riot, Joey, you fucking fascist? The caravan started in Clackamas, Portland suburb, and proceeded downtown. The route was planned by the local police. See what I mean? They were going to drive around Portland. And then they accidentally blocked off a key off-ramp, and that put the caravan onto the streets of the city. Joey Gibson said, all the trucks, no one knew where to go, so everyone was just going into random places. They split us up into small groups, which actually put more people in danger. And then he claimed that spraying pepper spray and shooting paintballs were acts of self-defense.
I think they had the right to defend themselves. You should have the right to be able to drive through the city of Portland, and you should have the right to defend yourself also.
Against what? Somebody flipping the bird at a bunch of maggots? Ron in Raleigh says, hey, wait a minute, aren't these yahoos supposed to be against an overreaching tyrannical federal government? You know, I've never seen Antifa or BLM people with guns, by the way. Charlie Kirk called BLM, BLM Inc. Well, of course he did. Because the fact of the matter is, with these goons, black lives don't matter. Plain and simple. They are white supremacists. They think that by the simple accident of their birth, their pale skin makes them a better kind of human being than a person with darker skin. That makes them malevolent people, bad people, horrible people.
Horrible, horrible.
And they're only opposed to an overreaching tyrannical federal government if it's acting to protect people instead of oppress them. Now, Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland got it right. He said the hate and division that led to Saturday night had only one place to stop, and that was Trump's doorstep. Nitwit Nero, however, he did all his work through Twitter.
Portland is a mess, and it has been for many years. If this joke of a mayor doesn't clean it up, we will go in and do it for them.
Try it. You don't have the authority, Nitwit Nero. Meanwhile, Joey Gibson, who probably doesn't have $3,000 to his name, said he would pay $3,000 to anyone if they can find an example of him saying, quote, racist things. Now, the problem with that is if you catch him say it, if you find it and you say, well, there's a racist thing he said, all he has to do is say, no, that wasn't racist. That ain't a racist bone in my body. Some of my friends is black. He claimed, what we do is promote freedom and God. Then what are you doing showing up to get into brawls, Joey? And yeah, Gibson's already been charged once with rioting in Portland. That case has not been completed. He has a pretrial hearing on October 23rd. But that's the kind of genius we're dealing with.
He's being chastised and we're being hunted.
So this is escalating quickly to murder now.
Right. Escalated to murder, and...
Well, thanks for giving him his next line. Nothing like a prompter.
So what's really the natural next step?
Aha! There it is!
Another video about things sort of sarcastically.
Yeah, well, more people...
There it was.
what's the natural next step? And he has to think for a minute, so he has to lift his cap a little bit. And that's when you find out, Patriot Joe, says Jeremy in Vermont, let him take off the hat so we can see the symbol he tried and failed to hide. Well, he's a skinhead. That's the thing. That's what you see when he pulls the hat back. Yeah, Patriot Prayer, as described in Orange Tweets, Lee in New York says,
very fine people.
People are going to die. If we don't get a handle on this, more people are going to die. If we don't get rid of these Ted Wheelers and these Kate Browns and these city councilwoman Joanne Hardesty, who antagonize these people and
get rid of. Get rid of. Interesting choice of words. Get rid of Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown and Joanne Hardesty. That's the mayor of Portland, the governor of Oregon, and a member of the city council. All of whom were democratically elected. Because one of the things that fascists always want to do is get rid of things like democratic elections as quickly as they gain power. They will use the process of democratic elections to try to gain power, but the minute that they have it, that's the end of it. Whoever this goob is, you can bet your ass that if he had his way, it wouldn't have been paintball guns that these maggot patriot prayerfuls were using on Saturday. And if it's self-defense, then why were they riding in the backs of trucks ready to shoot? Preemptive self-defense? Is that a term? Yeah, who knows?
And underhandedly provoke violence on social media.
Okay, and are you saying yourself, or do you recognize that's coming from both sides, or that's just the inevitable? You can make a point of that.
Say that again.
So you say, yeah, there's going to be a lot more deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that a threat?
No, that's just, anybody who's read a history book will tell you that.
Ah, anyone who's read a history book will tell you that. You mean like, oh, the history of the rise of the Third Reich? The history of the rise of Mussolini's fascist party in Italy? The history of the rise of the fascists in Franco's Spain? Is that what you mean? There's going to be a lot more deaths? Oh, no, that's not a threat. I mean, anybody's read a history book. Yeah, it's what happens when the fascists start going wild.
Okay. This is now past the point of civil conversation, not that anybody on the opposite side really ever seemed to want to engage in a civil conversation in the first place.
Kind of hard to engage in a civil conversation with somebody who's taken a swing at your head. Which is what these monsters do. They've never asked for a dialogue. They've never sat down across a table. Jesus Christ, our side's the biggest bunch of kumbaya, the son of a guns that ever drew breath. Okay, everybody, we're going to sit down and we're going to have 2.5 hours of discussion leading towards some consensus-based decision-making on whether or not Tristan over here can have anchovies on his part of the pizza at lunch, okay? Shouldn't take more than a couple of hours. I mean, really? I've seen that shit. Right, and right after lunch, we'll form up in a drum circle. And we will announce our consensus-based decision. about Joey, about Tristan's anchovies, okay? These fuckers are fascists through and through, pure and simple. Oh, great, the gunfire started. That's three rounds. Always a little bit worrisome, damn gunfire. I guess the reason that they didn't identify this jackass is maybe they think they're like secret squirrel or something. But he's sitting there promising more bloodshed. The question is, do they have the nerve to try it? One hopes not. James in Illinois says, if they murder a democratically elected official, then of course the good people of insert jurisdiction here will have the good sense to elect someone more appealing to those who had the good sense to assassinate the previous office holder. And that's how the downward spiral works. Meanwhile, planning on heading to Kenosha and making matters worse, Nitwit Nero spoke and said, speaking about Kyle Rittenhouse,
he was trying to get away from them, I guess, and he fell, and then they very violently attacked him. I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed.
As Dave in South Carolina Stan points out, what you have to bear in mind is he had already shot one person in the head, and they were trying to disarm him. Jeremy in Vermont, antagonist. I'd say the antagonists are the fucking police. They keep not being able to not kill terrifyingly black people dead. That.
But people are dying, and when people start dying, people want to protect themselves. People who are still alive say that, I don't want that to be me.
So you mentioned history doesn't ever naturally just de-escalate on its own at this point?
No.
I agree.
I've never seen it. I've also never seen communism work.
So back to the original shooting.
The fuck does communism have to do with any of this? I've never seen communism work. And that's got what to do with the price of a pound of coffee? Nothing. He's never seen it in history. Haul out that PhD in history there, bub. Tell us about all the history you understand and see if you can mention something about history that you didn't see on a right-wing fascist YouTube video or maybe over to Stormfront.
Was there anything that inspired or that led up? Was there any confrontation that led up to the shooting?
No, I didn't even know who these guys were. I remember kind of being set off because you turn around and you typically see people in black block, and this guy had all white. I remember that stood out to me, and it took me a second. And then the next thing was two shots went off.
A guy wearing all white? Space Ghost?
I don't have any idea who this guy is. I don't think he knew who I was. I don't think he knew. I know he didn't know who Jay was. Jay's always kept his head down. He's always just been mellow.
So did it look like he was attacked because he was the easiest target or the first target? Or?
I think the two of...
This is the speculation portion of the program.
Us alone, away from the rest of the Trump rally with all the trucks and all the other noise going on, I think they isolated us and they thought he could get away with it.
So it's 50-50 whether you're standing here or Jay today.
Yeah.
So I guess he only had two bullets? I'm trying to figure out if this was a targeted assassination. Why did they get the peaceful guy who kept his head down and not this skinhead freak? Kind of makes you wonder if he's the guy who shot the guy. because I have no doubt he had a firearm. Of course, that question doesn't get answered by the common sense conservative.
So you do believe it was just a random assassination attempt?
Yeah, I think it was...
You know, there's no such thing as a random assassination. The very nature of assassination means that you are targeting an individual for a specific purpose. Oh, for pity's sakes. Meanwhile, down in Talabama, this is kind of wild. David in South Carolina, Stan, sent this along. Crimson Tide football coach Nick Saban leads Alabama football players and coaches on a march on campus for social justice. How about that? Well, there's a thought. Cynthia with a note. Maybe these bastards should call themselves pro-fa, and then they can be honest about it and explain to everyone it means pro-fascism. You know, which they are.
Planned. I think they were looking for somebody to hurt. I think they were looking for somebody just like us who was down there unprotected, who didn't go and bring guns because we didn't have the intention to kill people.
Didn't bring guns because they didn't have intention to kill people. And yet, Joey Gibson, that runs this filthy outfit, says everybody needs to go everywhere armed. It is a puzzlement. Something doesn't add up. Ron and Raleigh says, I guess he's never been, maybe he should visit an Inuit village. There are no communist countries, and there never have been. All the so-called communist countries were cults of personality. True. It's never really been tried. Couldn't get past that whole dictatorship of the proletariat, authoritarian, repressive regime part of the program. Yeah, an Inuit village would be a good example. But so, too, would the... Christianity, which he professes to follow, in which the early church was nothing if not communist. Behold, we held all things in common. You know, the guy that shows up and says to Jesus, how do I become a follower and enter the kingdom of heaven? He says, well, sell everything you got and give it away to the poor. And all the Gospels tell us is that the man went away and he was sad. Because, I mean, it's one thing to want to hear the kingdom of heaven, but you want to give me all my shit and give it to those people? How about that? But that's the way they operated. Anything that they got went into the common treasury to support the, what'll we call it? Support the mission? The movement? Right. Or there's the Haudenosaunee Confederation, commonly referred to as the Iroquois Confederation. They had some communist overtones. And their operational rules were so impressive that the framers of the Constitution bogarted it for purposes of coming up with the Constitution of the United States itself. Oh, fascists are so stupid.
So, you say he was killed, he was shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe where he was shot and how it was?
Yeah, he was shot right in the chest, so...
He's got to tell. Every time he starts lying, he tugs that hat. Yeah,
You notice these things.
You know, as I said, the shots went off, and I kind of take a second. The guy takes off, and you're processing everything. And I acknowledge I don't have any bullet holes in me. I turn to check on my partner, and he's on the ground.
His partner again. And it's weird. This thing shot at an angle. It's not shot straight on at whoever this nameless person is, which is curious.
I said his name. I asked him if he was okay. He's non-responsive. I rolled him over.
Wait a minute. He's your partner and you're asking him his name? This is called damage control. This is also message management.
I started looking for a wound to plug up, and I saw a fair bit of blood. Ended up finding a hole right in his chest, right just to the right of his heart.
Your right or his right matters.
No pulse, and at that point, Antifa medics, which some of them, to their credit, really do go out there to try to help people, but they came to intervene and try to effect whatever kind of help they could, and that lasted for all of 8 seconds and a little bit of arguing because I wasn't sure if they were going to try to finish the job or try to kill me. And thankfully, the police were right around the corner.
So the Antifa medic showed up, and he was such a dickhead to them that they couldn't actually get through to try to render aid. But he has to spin it to, I thought the medics were coming to finish the job and they were going to kill me. Yeah, because that's what medics do. You know, they're marked medic. They're carrying medical equipment, medical gear. And the best he can do is say, to their credit, and it lasted about 8 seconds. Well, that's because he was screaming that he would fucking kill them, I'm sure. Because at that point in time, he had probably already filled his shorts.
I came and separated everybody, and they had EMTs on him in probably less than a minute. But, you know, they blew his heart out. He was probably dead before he hit the ground.
So you asked Donald Trump to send troops. When?
Again, with the hat. Showing his skin head.
90 days ago.
90 days ago. Yeah. So, anonymous member of Patriot Prayer, you fascist turd, you're our nominee, our lead nominee for More and Monday here on the Horn. God almighty. Roger in Oregon found a tweet. A woman named Sierra. I was one of two medics on scene when the man who died last night was shot. I barely had time to begin an examination before the cops pushed and batoned me off of his body. That man was alive when I left, and it will haunt me for the rest of my life that they screamed about having a real medic. And none was on scene, and that man not but 20 minutes later was confirmed dead. When I close my eyes, I can only see his face and the murderous rage in the eyes of a cop abusing me to force me away from helping him. Well, that's because we know whose side the cops are on. Roger posting another photograph of a bunch of these gunned-up maggots. Carrying their AR-15s and whatnot. When you're too scared to join the army and too dumb to be a cop. And man, it's the too dumb to be a cop part that's particularly damning. What with that, you know, we don't want anybody with an IQ over 100. Note coming from Unbillable Rick. Bob, I was born at night, not last night. That peace-loving, fine, upstanding American Christian had a piece. I have no doubt whatsoever, Unbillable Rick. They shot his heart out, says Lee in New York.
Where did that round come from? A battleship cannon? Well, you know, Mark and I were talking the other night, you may recall, last week, about the question of what kind of rounds the police carry. And they're not limited strictly to police being able to buy them. You can buy handgun rounds or rounds for an AR-15 that are specifically designed and bragged about by their manufacturers for their ability to do massive amounts of internal damage. Some handgun bullets, and maybe even some AR-15 rounds, but some handgun bullets actually flatten and mushroom out, and the casing around them forms teeth so that as they spin, they grind and create wounds that are almost unfixable. Malcolm Nance tweeting, thank you, David, in South Carolina, Stan. The leader of Oath Keepers, they're another, the 3%ers, the Oath Keepers, they're all part of the same fascist puzzle. Leader of the Oath Keepers claiming civil war has begun with the death of alleged Patriot prayer member in Portland, calls for Trump to invade cities with army.
The first shot has been fired, brother. Civil war is here right now. We'll give Trump one last chance to declare this a Marxist insurrection and suppress it as his duty demands.
Or what? Fascist, or what? Is he going on your list, too? Oh, please give me a break, says Silent R. Lamar. Brother Bob, I'm just saying, for the people who claim slavery's in the Bible, I ask you to read the whole section in full and not cherry-pick the parts you like. Yes, slavery's in the Bible. It's also written, thou shalt treat the slave as your brother and not mistreat him. They understand that God saved their people from mistreatment from the Egyptian. What the fuck? And they wonder why the South is what it is. Hey, South, does the Egyptian ring a bell? And the Bible's got a... There's generally not a lot in the Bible that, against slavery, generally speaking. And, you know, prices are established, things like that. Yeah, remember, says Steve in New York, these are the ones who claim to be the heirs to the real constitutionalists. Yeah, And yes, and they are dedicated to that Constitution that exists solely in the fetid imaginings of their wild and dangerous imaginations. But yeah, it really happened. He had a shit show today. And he was asked about Kyle Rittenhouse. And I guess he knew he would be, because previously, Kaylee McEnany, our own little 21st century Ava Brown, went to the podium in the White House press room. And declared that Kyle Rittenhouse was engaging in self-defense, even though he'd already shot one individual, not in self-defense. Here's Caitlin Collins questioning Nitwit Nero.
I have a question on coronavirus, but first, you were just criticizing Joe Biden, saying he didn't mention the far left or Antifa during his speech today. You said you wanted to talk about left-wing political violence,
yeah.
But I noticed you did not mention that your supporters were also in Portland this weekend, firing paintball guns at people, some form of pepper spray. So So do you want to also take this chance to condemn what your supporters did?
Well, I understand they had large numbers of people that were supporters, but that was a peaceful protest. And paint is not, and paint is a defensive mechanism. Paint is not bullets. Your supporters, and they are your supporters indeed, shot a young gentleman who, and killed him, not with paint, but with a bullet. And I think it's disgraceful. These people, they protested peacefully. They went in very peacefully. And I'll tell you what they're protesting. They're protesting when they turn on television or read whatever they may be reading, and they see a city like Chicago, where 78 people were shot and 13 died, or a city like New York, where the crime rate has gone through the roof, or a city like Portland, where the entire city is ablaze all the time.
Wow, the entire city on fire.
From the federal government. When these people turn that on and they see that, they say, this is not our country. This is not our country. That was a peaceful protest, totally.
It was a supporter of yours, Mr. President. Are you going to condemn the actions of vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse?
We're looking at all of it. That was an interesting situation.
You saw the same
tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been. He probably would have been killed. But it's under investigation.
Do you think private citizens should be taking guns?
I'd like to see law enforcement take care of everything. I think everything should be taken care of, law enforcement. But again, we have to give our cops back, our police back, their dignity. The respect, they're very talented people, they're strong, they're tough, they can do the job, but we've taken it away. We don't want to have, when somebody makes a mistake, he chokes, or in some cases you have bad cops, so we have to take care of that. In other cases, they choke. They have a quarter of a second.
The cop unions are going to love that. They choke. The guy who was so desperate to stay out of Vietnam that he got some... He had his daddy get a doc to invent some bone spurs for him, is talking about cops who choke.
A quarter of a second to make a decision. And sometimes they make the wrong decision. If they make the wrong decision, you know, if they make the wrong decision in the other direction, they're probably dead. So they choke sometimes. And that goes on the evening news for weeks. And the thousands and tens of thousands of great things they do, nobody covers that. Nobody writes about that. But if they make...
What's he thinking about there? Cops who choke. The goddess of irony owns his orange ass. Cops do choke. They choked Eric Garner to death. And they choked George Floyd to death. That's what happens when cops choke. They choke somebody to death. Or was he thinking about the school resource officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School who choked when the massacre was on there and said, oh, no, fuck no, I'm not going in there. Hell no. That's choking. Choked.
Make a mistake. And again, the bad cops, everybody agrees I have to be very tough on bad cops. But sometimes...
Yeah, when's that going to happen?
Sometimes you have a cop or a police person who is a good police person, right? Good. But they choke. You know the timing and they go through...
Man, he's leaning into this cops choking thing. Some cop union's going to have to put out a we never choke press release. As much as we love to sniff the soiled underwear of Donald J. Trump, we must take issue with him when he says that we choke. We do not choke. We kneel, just on people's necks. That's all. Yeah, I know all about the Black Talons, Albert. Albert in Rhode Island. A Black Talon is a hollow point bullet. The inside of the hole has sharp edges cut into it. When it mushrooms, those edges act like a drill bit, cuts through the victim. After a mass shooting, the bullet maker decided those bullets would only be sold to the police. Not true. The Black Talon brand was taken off the market, and it is now remarketed. It's made by Winchester, and it's remarketed simply under a different name with a slightly different look. So, yeah. Jude pointing out, in the seven times the boots and flowers have been on the soil in Portland, especially July 25th, where over 5,000 were present, not once did I view anyone having any weapons. As we stood collectively focused on the U.S. courthouse, the power was again palpable, then started the drumming in a presentation of strength. Not too long after the drumming began, law enforcement announced over an intercom this was an illegal gathering and we were told to disperse. Everyone continued to stand on the park grounds across the street. A second instruction was given by police authorities to disperse. Suddenly, a man came up to me stating I needed to leave the area as I was not prepared. As I turned to the crowd, the first explosion of tear gas landed, and with the wind blowing in our direction, suddenly found it difficult to inhale. As I was walking, a group of eight young people surrounded me with saline eye wash, offering also water to wash my mouth out. One of the young men took off his goggles, placing them over my eyes. There are incredibly brave and caring people who are willing to stand for the country. Just a taste of one more experience of being present. Thanks, Jude. Peace. Steve in New York. Cops choking. We don't choke. We mean to murder black men. Get it right, Mr. Donald Jesus Trump. Signed, all cop unions. Steve adding, imaginary constitution. My mom, before she went batshit crazy, once sent me one of those email forwards that lamented the fact that Obama said the U.S. was not a Christian nation. His words were clearly disgraceful because hadn't he ever read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution? I know. There's the Declaration of Independence. Nature and nature's God, that's as close as it gets to being religious. And then the deity just doesn't make an appearance at all in the Constitution of the United States at all. So I'll head over to the phone in just a second here. You heard him defending Kyle Rittenhouse. But the best part of it is when he takes it on the lam and runs away under questioning.
Politicians and Republicans, we don't have problems. You take a look at our cities. Our cities are doing very well. They're safe. They're secure. I spent a lot of time in Texas, as you know, just a couple of days ago, and I was with the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. He was explaining they wouldn't put up with it for a minute. They just don't have the kind of problems that other people have. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mr. President, I'd like to finish my question, if you could come back, please, since you did not let me finish my question, Mr. President.
Run away! Run away! Okay, let's go over and see what's going on the stress line. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being there tonight.
Hey, Mark, I must have conjured you.
You conjured me up somehow or another.
How you doing?
You cracked me up, man. I'm doing fine. I drove up to Washington D.C. and I retired and drank a couple beers the night before, and I didn't go to the rally, but it was a big rally. Everybody can see that themselves if they care to look. But I was a big white guy walking around with my Black Lives T-shirt on and my Marine Corps hat, so I thought, fuck it, I'll punch somebody if I have to. But it wasn't to that point, but it doesn't take much for stupidity, and I don't look for trouble. And I've been pretty good about that in life, but I do handle it once it does come my way. I just wanted to call because it was a very colorful weekend, unfortunately, color being a blood red. But at least it wasn't choke toad involved with this one. And speaking of choking, but the gentleman that that was with the Portland prayer SWAT team member who got shot, the good Christian guy, he in the white shirt. I was listening to your show, and I happened to see something on Facebook, and there's a lot of really young, sharp people making some communication, and I think they're primarily people from that side of the country that are very astute to what's going on, and very alert. And one young guy or one person made a comment about if you watch the person who runs up and does a very weak job of CPR on a person with a sucking chest wound, which is what you don't do. And he's all emotional, which told me right there that he wasn't properly trained or experienced or both or either. It doesn't mean that he didn't get exposed to it. I don't know who he was, but I did find his name a second ago. So what I'm doing right now is Googling his name and a name called Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, who comes out of Florida, a Cuban-American right-winger, who can be found all over the internet with Senator Scott, who, Trump's son, Don Jr. But in any case, he's on the ground. He's all dramatic. And then the people that I identify with, the Antifa people, the people standing up for justice, go to help the victim. And he shoves the girl. Of course, it was the woman that he shoved. There were about four or five people there, mostly all men, came to help the Patriot Warrior. He shoved the woman away. And I think she must have been the most experienced because they called for her to come back and please help. And then the police show up and they shove everybody away. They did a very a rough job. I guess they could look and tell that the dude was dead. He went down pretty hard. Whoever shot him, I happened to find a picture on the internet and the chest wound, that I could make out. And I did have it on my phone. I think I cleared it out eventually. Was bigger than a 5.56 or a 0.223. It now, of course, a round can go in at an angle and make something appear to be larger, but, I'm presuming because of the distance and the sound and the confusion that the shot was dead on, and it was right above his, I think his left chest, his left nipple, and the round is just smaller than a male adult nipple. It's a pretty good size round, but I
yeah, that 223 or 5.56, that's a .22 caliber bullet for all intents and purposes.
Correct, a fast mover.
Right. Yeah, it's a .22 caliber bullet with a shit ton of powder behind it.
That's correct, and it's cheap to purchase for the countries that have it, which most do. And any case, and it does what you were describing earlier. It does what the rounds do once they flatten out and can toil through the body like a saw blade. And it tumbled, doing actually more damage because of the rate of speed. I guess what I'm trying to say is the gentleman on Facebook made a comment. If you do happen to see, I for the first time since I got back, which was just this evening, I was having some pizza with my family and. Everybody had shook out to their back to their laptops and everything. So I put my earplugs in, and I wanted to listen to the hollering, that conversation. We've got to hear, and they said it with kind of this conviction in their voices, this deep. We've got to hear, you know, trying to be. I'm like, what, you know? So what? Who's saying what? And the commenter on Facebook said, "Is the guy who runs up to save his dead friend?" Was he one of the other that they're referring to? If you watch his behavior on the ground, he does pick something up and quickly puts it in his pocket. Now, was it something that he had and dropped? It doesn't make him criminal in nature, but it does call for questioning. And I'm sure that the people involved with that end of the deal know and see all that themselves. But I just wonder, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I had made a comment 3 days ago when the shooting took place. I said, I'm wondering if he didn't get shot by his own people. And then I'm seeing there's no arrest. And then our famous reporter, is it Andrew No or Andy No?
Andy No. Oh, yeah, that little puke.
That little punk.
They tried to give me a concrete milkshake. Help, I'm being repressed.
that little jackass got to testify for about 30 seconds there and fucking at the hearing. And he tried to start off all composed, and he realized that clock was running out. And he was like, let me tell you something fast. I'll tell you something faster. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. Get out of here, you fucking liar. But anyway, he thinks if he lies like they do, he can become a white Republican too someday. But any case, and he got what he deserved, because when you go into a crowd like that and you think that you're Rambo, it's just common sense, man. I just have a lot of questions. So I wondered if that guy in the white shirt that runs up to rescue the dead body didn't set his friend up, and he was one of the two that were isolated. And why wasn't he shot was the comment that I put on Facebook. That's not all profound, but my mind does a lot of, I just question, in my mind, I question everything. I'm like, I don't trust that dude, man. I think, and then here's the, and while you were doing your job tonight, Bob, I just thought I'd share with you, on NBC Nightly News, they did a fucking interview with just him, the Gibson bump liar. I don't know if you've caught that or heard that yet, but he's in an interview with his little Patriot t-shirt, his little arms crossed, and his limited language skills, and he's telling the world, you know. But of course, he's a fucking he's been coached by Trump. And why didn't Trump go to Portland? Why didn't Trump go to Chicago? Why doesn't Trump go to these other cities? But he's got to go to Kenosha for some reason. Well, isn't that interesting? But
isn't it just funny how Wisconsin's in play in the electoral math?
Right, and Barack won Kenosha by fucking 16 votes or something. I mean, marginally close, and now it's just a couple hundred votes in one election here recently. So it's up for play. So any case, and I've been trying to catch Amy Goodman. She does a good job of covering things. She's impartial with her truth, because she just tells you what it is, you know, without an agenda other than feet.
Well, you know, you mentioned the white shirt. Remember, Mark, the Proud Boys are known for wearing their polo shirts. Nice, right? Clean, white polo shirts.
Right. Yeah, this happened to be in khakis, too. This was a more like, if I didn't look at it real hard, and the footage isn't real clear, but it looks like one of those, like a Huck fishing shirt or something, you know, one of the shirts you can get at Walmart that looked like the Columbia shirt, or
right.
Maybe it was a Columbia shirt. It was loose fitting with the sleeves kind of baggy on him. But, any case, I just, these are things that I'll keep an eye on. And I wonder, because of the sequence of events, and then this jackass Gibson running on NBC Nightly News, he was featured. And then listening to you while I'm Googling these other people's names, like the dude in the white shirt, his last name is Pappas, which is a Greek name. And so I'm Googling his name and Enrique Tarrio just to see if there's a story that they hadn't cleaned out yet or blocked or withdrawn or whatever. And I couldn't find a connection immediately to that. I'm not really done looking. But it doesn't, like we've mentioned before on your show and other places, it's a small circle of people, and they have a pretty well-controlled thing.
They're thoroughly networked.
Oh, certainly. And how interesting, Bob, that Steve Bannon is cut loose right after the I Have Vineyards in Charlottesville, because that was coordinated right from the fucking White House. But any case, I'll get out of here, but I thought you might appreciate some shady behavior. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't sacrifice one of their own. And then Nikki talked about, he's a very nice guy. He's no, like you said, no ism or whatever, but, maybe he was too nice.
and became the sacrificial lamb. But that's life in the slow lane. I'll hang up and just I just wanted to get that off my chest to you because whoever shot him hasn't been caught yet, I don't believe. But Andy Ngo tried to leak out some photographs. One was he had two people. That was from a couple days ago. I haven't looked recently, but it's just substantial when I check some of that shit out too.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark.
Yeah. But I think things could get worse, and because this is about what we were, this low intensity conflict, it was what we've been predicting, and it's occurring, and it's being exploited, and I think it can get worse. And just like your comment right before you picked up Malcolm Vance, quoting the Jackass, is what one of their people gets killed. Nine black people in a church in Charleston. That's okay.
Or, yeah, not a peep. The guy who did the shooting is one of theirs.
Well, you better believe it. He even had the Rhodesian flag to prove it.
Bingo.
All right, Bob. I'll hang up and keep listening. Dangerous times we're looking at right now. So
and it's dangerous on so many different levels, Mark. I mean, you got to stay safe from the Dondemic. You got to stay safe from the crazy fascists. And you know and I think you're in a much better position than am I, just to tell members of the community what it means to be constantly aware of your surroundings. How do you act with that kind of mindfulness just in everyday life?
Well, I think you were just speaking generically there, so to speak. But it doesn't ever go away for me, and I do watch it because I'm watching people's behavior combined with the pandemic and people's interpretation of big government when it's just Walmart saying, hey, you can't come in here. You know, there's no big government telling anybody. I think Miami Beach has got a small fine if you don't wear a mask, and they're not even really issuing tickets hardly. But, I mean, there's no big government imposing anything. But we are seeing fatigue factor. You do and can see cumulative behavior factors, cumulative fatigue factors that come to all of us, any of us. But I do watch things, and I do watch in traffic. I see some very hostile drivers. I don't know if they know that there's maybe less cops on the road or something, but my friend that lives on the west side of Florida, the weapons guy, he says he sees people driving real radical, and he doesn't have the challenging personality either. Raised by a Florida highway patrolman, he's a very calm dude. I give people plenty of space, but I do have a tendency, I can get involved quickly if it were something serious. But I will also back off when someone might think I would be involved.
Well, I mean, just in terms of situational awareness, when I'm out, I keep an eye out for people who aren't wearing masks. And if I see one, I go the other direction. It's not just idiots going to Walmart for a loaf of bread and a jug of milk and packing a .44 Magnum to do it. You know, that's one way.
Well, that's your first clue.
That's one way of carrying death. Yeah. But you know, the Yahoo mumbling and stumbling down Action Alley at Walmart with his mask for a chin strap, that fucker's a potential killer too.
You better believe it. You better believe it. There's a lot of booby traps out here, and when you underestimate it, you know, you just what can you say? I guess, I've got a big old jar of sanitizer right here, and I'm pretty religious. I was big on the Clorox wipes. I wiped the shit out of everything, but I like the sanitizer because it's just something I can use all the time. I've got like a half a gallon, but it's whatever size. It's a 34 ounces. That's pretty big. But in any case, Bob, I'll just wanted to get out of your hair. But I don't trust that side, and I think that I don't wish anybody to be hurt or killed, but they have hurt a lot of people. Their side has killed a lot of people, from the Texas shooter, and even the congresswoman that was shot.
Gabby Giffords.
Gibson, or what's her name?
Gabby Giffords.
Gabby Giffords. She was shot. Gabrielle Giffords was shot by a right winger too. That guy was a right wing that day. So they changed his voter ID card before you could get to it on the internet. He's a kook. He had a lot of right wing views.
Well, just one last question before you go, because you do bring experience that most of us don't have. The report that I was talking about last week that came out, the story was in The Guardian, about the significant threat posed by infiltration of law enforcement and military by these right wing hate groups. Do you give a report like that credence?
Well, just off the cuff, I would at least take that into my I would take that into my mindset, and I have to combine it with what I know about. I work with all age people, and I work with a lot of people that were in the service, and I'll that come into the unions, and so I'll find myself on a job with, you know, people 26-year-olds, 30-year-olds. And so I'm constantly gauging, or they'll engage me in conversation when they find out that I had worn a uniform or something. So I know that when I was in, and that's not necessarily applied to immediate circumstances. You know, there were more idiots than I would have guessed. And I know, but I do know that every branch of the service has an intelligence agency that keeps track of behaviors and movements, whether it's the Oath Keepers, which they focus just like the Air Force Academy story, but they do it on the enlisted people. So I don't think that we're breached to the point, to where you would see like we did in Russia, where the armies kind of start splitting up amongst themselves, or you see in other countries. I don't think that would be the case in the United States. I think that they would be so excited to all collectively go shoot somebody, and it won't be us that they're shooting, that they'll at least pull together for that. I don't think that the lower level people, which I was, would be so manipulated. And if they are, I think that they're isolated quickly when the balloon goes up, that they'll be pulled out of the equation. That would be my personal experience, but I don't know how well they are penetrated. I do know that the Army CID, the Naval Investigative Service, with the Navy and the Marine Corps, Air Force Security, those people know about these groups. How well they're tracking it, how well the FBI is coordinating with them, or vice versa, I sure hope that it's pretty good. But unfortunately, they all report to the current commander in chief, which, you know, so that, you know, I think that we'll be okay. But you see, General Milley made his comment over the weekend. So that's telling you something. That's telling all of us something, that we will not be involved with the election. So he's gotten drift of something himself. That's a pretty powerful. Milley's the main stud there.
Isn't he CENTCOM? Mm-hmm.
I think you might be right, Bob. Yeah.
He's embarrassed anyway, Mark, because he got suckered into participating in Trump's publicity stunt, gassing American citizens to walk to the church to hold the Bible upside down. He was among the people who walked with him. And that's,
thank goodness
has to have pissed him off.
Well, when I looked at him, and I thought, he's in his tammies, and I looked at that face of determination that he still has, I said, oh my God, they have found a Hitler youth. But in fact, he came back to center. And I think I would like to hear a little bit more from Mark Esper. I didn't realize that Esper, went to West Point, which obviously, I know you know that, but makes him an Army officer at some point. So he's in a screaming match with Trump about dispatching troops, which they're now floating on tonight's news again today of wanting to dispatch, as Trump continues to contradict himself, you know, the law and order president. So, yeah, it's serious times. I think that, not to sound cavalier, but I think that the Marines at 8th and I have, they are within, their very close distance, and they have a lot of power with them. And if they predict and they have a lot of power with the weapon and skill, and I don't know how big an element it is. I would say it's over 1,000 Marines, but 1,000 Marines working together could handle just about any crowd size when it comes to the Patriot warriors or the Oath Keepers. It would almost be irrelevant, because there's no way that they could fire and maneuver and have a fire team. In a Marine Corps squad consists of 4 people. There are 3 fire teams within 1 squad. A Marine Corps fire team has a squad automatic weapon, which is a fully automatic machine gun. They have a M60 machine gun, a modern version of it. There's 2 machine guns. The third weapon is a fully automatic M16 with a grenade launcher. And the 4th person is supposed to be the best rifleman out of the 4. So they have a rifleman who could or could not have a radio with him. So they have more firepower in those 4 Americans than any army on the earth. And that's all they do is shoot. And so when you're not running, you're cleaning your weapon. When you're not cleaning your weapon, you're running. And then you go every so often and you shoot. And the Marines, like the Army did back in the 80s, now have live fire courses there. And they're not easy. It's hard work to run and jump in a trench with all your gear on and fire at pop-up targets. And it's a lot of hard physical work. Just being a grunt is hard work. And those guys, those Marines at 8th and I, they're all infantry.
I never realized that. Well, you've gotten a note from Darlene in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Darlene says, Mark is such a good soul. Mark is such a good soul and an ethical, good, and intelligent man. Thank you, Mark, for your service and for your love of this nation. That's Darlene. Hey, Mark, says Jude. While in Portland last Saturday, although unable to stay late, I did try to locate where this caravan group was gathering. After engaging with numerous people for directions, met a young fellow who told me about an experience with the Proud Boys last week. One of this group, Alan Swinney from Texas, was in Portland and had pointed his assault rifle where he was with a group of Black Lives Matter. Spent the afternoon in quiet along with those who traveled in spirit. Returning Wednesday, spending the night with the boots and the flowers, standing at the Justice Center. Thank you, Mark. Signed,
yeah.
Jude.
Well, Jude is... I looked up... There's a dude that's photograph has made it out there on Facebook, and he's got the crosses on his thing and on his chest, the leather, the little leather vest, the little biker vest, but his name's on there. So in any case, the little jackass came from Texas and, that's pointing his gun at people. So they've got people coming from all over, as well as they did in Ferguson. They had people coming, and so did we. But we're getting closer to larger confrontations, and I don't mean to sound cavalier, but I am very impressed with the Americans that continue to go out there, the young people, and they're not all young. There's a lot of courage, and I'm very proud of the protesters, and it shows me a lot.
Patriotism takes multiple forms. The one form it never takes is fascism.
Yeah, I don't see it. I'm not seeing it. Yeah, I'm not seeing fascism. Fascism's trying its best to make inroads, and but I'm so proud of these people for pushing back, because they're really fighting for many generations behind them, including my grandchildren and yours. Hey, Bob, I got to go.
All right, Mark. You take care, my friend. Later. Our buddy Mark calling from not sure where, but I'm awfully glad he did. A little bit of time left in the program this evening. If you'd like to jump in, of course, you're welcome to Bob Kincaid Horn on Skype or the stress line, 844-843-4676, 844-THE-HORN. Note coming from Unbillable Rick. Bob, it's against the rules of land warfare to use any ammunition that had been modified to cause unnecessary pain and suffering. For example, dum-dum rounds. Those that use that form of ammunition can be tried as war criminals. Well, that's the that's the damnedest thing. Some rules don't apply to civilians. Some don't apply to police departments. It is not open to debate. The use of chemical weapons in warfare is strictly banned, and that includes tear gas. And yet, in the United States, we routinely use it on people exercising their First Amendment rights to free speech. Megan, a mite frustrated, I might say, explain to me, please, how the fuck one shoots in self-defense when the people going after you are trying to grab your gun and they're themselves unarmed. Had this fool not been out in a protest, clearly holding a firearm, he wouldn't have been a target. He was a clear and present danger, and that's why they even went for him in the first place. I'm pretty sure you're talking about Rittenhouse, Megan. And like I said, nobody came after him until he had already shot one person to death. And then they tried to disarm him. Note coming in from our buddy Les. Subject, punk-ass prayer, P-R-E-Y-E-R, spelled that way on purpose. He and Jay fucked around and found out. The left, black folks, POC, have been harassed, assaulted, and killed by POS like them, preying on us from the beginning, because they had all the guns, but it's a new day. From what I saw, Jay pepper-sprayed someone walking on the street, and the victim sprayed them back. Good. Says Les, another log circles the drain. Well, you knew that it wasn't going to be the story that was put forward by the anonymous guy who was interviewed for 7 minutes. You knew he was not going to tell the whole story, because this is like I said at the beginning, what you're hearing in that recording, what you heard in that recording, was pure 200 proof propaganda. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. But it is Moran Monday, and we've got more Morans. Let's check in with a young woman by the name of Laura Kolab, which is shockingly close to Kolob, you know, the home planet of the Romney family. Laura Kolab, back in July, had her training certificate to practice osteopathic medicine and surgery in Ohio. Well, she surrendered it back in July. And on August the 12th, the State Medicine Board of Ohio decided to permanently revoke her certificate. Why? Because some social media postings from a while back suddenly bubbled to the surface. She was investigated for over a year, and the medical board in Ohio found that she had failed to exhibit good moral character and, quote, making a false, fraudulent, deceptive, or misleading statement in relation to the practice of medicine. She had a pretty nice gig, too. She had a spot as a supervised first-year resident at Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, back in January of 2019. She'd advanced that far, that fast, in just 3 months' time. Well, she lost the job at Cleveland Clinic. Then she got a residency training program at Kern Medical Center in Bakersfield, California. But she lied during her application process there, too. So she lost that one. Why? Well, social media posts from August 2011 to September 2013. Canary Mission is an anti-hate watchdog group that looks in particular for anti-Semitism. And they found where she tweeted back on January 2nd, 2012, ha ha ha, ew, I'll purposely give all the Yehud, meaning Jews, the wrong meds. And then later on she tweeted, Allah will take the Jews. Yeah, she's going to give Jewish people the wrong medicine. And this is a woman who went all the way through college and then all the way through osteopathic school. Touro College of Osteopathic Medicine. Wait for it. It's a Jewish college. They describe themselves as rooted in Jewish tradition, built on Jewish values. They're in New York City. God almighty, people. Astonishing. And yet, somehow, not astonishing at all. Under the subject line, less than lethal, Jeremy writes, I've been tased, tear gassed, and had pepper spray applied to my eyes in my younger years in various jobs. Anyone who would use any of these methods on peaceful protesters is a sick, mean fuck. None of them are any fun. Well, that pretty well describes most of your maggots and your right-wing white supremacist, white nationalist, white skinhead, whatever groups. They're mean, awful, rotten people. Nazis almost always are.
Yeah, but Bob Hitler loved dogs.
Yeah, Jesus. Which is pretty much what they're down to now. Oh, okay, thank you. General Milley says Unbillable Rick is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Unbillable Rick. SFC, E7, U.S. Army, retired. Thanks, Unbillable. Serving as the Horn Ad Hoc Research Department and fact-checking desk. As to Nitwit Nero saying the shooting in Wisconsin.
It's under investigation.
Jeremy says, yeah.
My taxes are under audit.
Same bullshit answer. Well, when all you've got is a bullshit machine, expecting anything but bullshit to come out the back is an unreasonable degree of optimism, don't you think? Seems so to me. Oh, and from the, we don't need no stinking Constitution Department, this... A new ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court, three-judge panel, as is always the case at the initial stages of the proceedings. Nonetheless, this is pretty astonishing. A three-judge panel ruled 2-1 that the House of Representatives cannot enforce a subpoena, in particular against Don McGahn. Because, well, Don McGahn really doesn't want to be subpoenaed, knows where the bodies are buried, apparently cooperated broadly with Robert Mueller. 2-1, And what do you, Garrett, bet you dollars to donuts that the two are Republicans and one of them's probably a MAGAT appointee. Yeah, 2-1, the D.C. Circuit has held that the House has no power to enforce any subpoena that it issues, which basically means that the House has no power to subpoena. The dissenting judge, citing Quinn versus United States, a 1955 Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court has explained that the powers of Congress enumerated in Article 1 of the Constitution imply not only a right to information, but also a right to seek judicial enforcement of its subpoenas. You can tell it's a right-wing court decision, though, because they said, well, the House don't have no right to enforce no subpoena, but Congress is free to pass a law to say that they do. Oh, that's always the out. I, on the other hand, do maintain hope that by the time when they petition for an en banc hearing, the whole court, that piece of a constitutional stupidity will be bounced out of the building and over the fence. So there's hope. Joe Biden is bringing the fight to Donald Trump with a little more ferocity. He said that he's accusing Trump of being a chicken shit. Not my words. Those are my words, not his. On his unwillingness to condemn the murders committed by Kyle Rittenhouse, Joe said that he's too scared to do it. He's too weak. And that, of course, will probably send Corona Caligula into a 120-tweet paroxysm. Let's go back to the stress line. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
So I'm just amazed that we're going to defend from the highest of the top of the heap, we're going to defend this this child with an assault weapon. I'm amazed by that.
But no, they're going to mount.
I'm seldom speechless. I'm seldom speechless, Bob. We've hung out. You understand? I it's hard to get me to not say nothing. But this thing with Trump, just defending this kid. You know, what the kid did over the top in the first place, the night that the black dude, I forget his name, I'm sorry, was shot in the back. I was actually on the phone with Rick. We were discussing, the coming week and stuff.
Jordan Blake.
And he saw that on Twitter and then he showed me the video. And we both said, like, this is not going to go well. And we're at a very unique time in history. I seldom agree with Biden, but Trump is too weak to condemn the killing because Trump would be condemning the hopes and the dreams of millions of the people who liked him.
Yeah.
And when I say hopes and dreams, I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm being dead ass serious. These people want to kill with immunity people who have our politics and share our ideals.
You're absolutely right.
And I live in a very Republican place, and I feel it. I see it. People around me weapons train. And, you know, when Obama was president, I didn't give two shits because I kind of felt like, you know, the government kind of is on my side, not being funny, but being funny. Right now, I feel like I'm just, you know, when Trump wins, a lot of us are dead in the water. If Biden wins. Big if we're dead in the water. I don't like where we are. I don't like it at all.
Hold on, Arnold. I don't think we're dead in the water if Biden wins. I think if Biden wins, then we've got a brutal 2.5 months in front of us. You know, from November 4th to January 20th. And we will have to battle every step of the way to make sure that he is inaugurated. But I think especially if we can give him a Democratic House and a Democratic Congress, I think great things can happen. Because I think he's serious enough that he understands that the times make the president.
Okay, I agree. So it'd be cool if all that lines up. But what do we do about the people in the street, like this Kyle kid, who are, I'm watching memes on Facebook being shared tonight by people who are like, you know, we got to defend this young man. You know, he's protecting us. You know, I don't feel that way. That guy's not my friend.
He wasn't. You know,
he should have stayed home and cleaned his gun one more time.
He was cosplaying. Jesus Christ, Arnold, there's pictures of him with his little junior cop uniform on when he's like 13 years old, okay?
I know.
He's a cosplayer.
He reminds me of the,
but he got,
he reminds
but he got,
me of the kids on
he
the got, river who say no splashing.
Yeah, he got to cosplay with live ammunition, and that never works out well.
No. We're in a weird place. We're a scary place. I just wanted to condemn his acts, and I wanted to thank anybody who is brave enough to look at this situation and talk back to those kind of people and just not afraid to go out in public as a liberal. I mean, for Christ's sake, you know, I've heard some scary stuff out of some local people to where I am. So I'm sure it's not the same. I'm sure it's the same in a lot of places.
Look, I know where I live.
I know, right?
I mean, look, how many, no, I'm serious here. How many other broadcasts do you think there were this evening, especially on our side of the debate, you know, liberal, progressive, whatever we're calling about, calling ourselves. How many of those broadcasts do you think began with gunfire? I mean, unless maybe you're, you know, right smack dab in the middle of some conflict zone, I dare say I'm the only
right.
one. It's nothing for me
right.
to be sitting here doing the program and hear blam, 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 blam. And I never know what the hell's going
right.
on.
So before we moved to the country, I'm from Staten Island, New York, originally, and we were from a neighborhood called Park Hill. And if you look up Park Hill from the early 90s all the way back to the early 80s, it was a bad neighborhood, lots of violence, lots of crime, and a bunch of different reasons for that. But it doesn't matter. So that was a bad neighborhood, lots of gunfire, lots of cops, lots of nonsense, helicopters. But moving here, much, much more laid back, 28,000 people in my county. I live in the middle of nowhere, right? So here, though, the gunfire, what you were just describing, I have, and I'm immune to it now. Whereas you'd hear gunfire, you want to know where it's coming from. It breaks the silence. You want to know where it's coming from, what's happening. And we've had shootouts of police on the mountain here. We've had target practicing and hunting, out-of-season poaching and all kinds of stuff. And you're numb to the noise because it's probably just somebody target practice, you know, or shooting a squirrel for lunch, which is a thing.
Yeah, or as we call it here, Arnold, planking. Just planking.
What's planking mean?
Planking. Just, you know, set up old tomato can. Just planking.
Oh, planking. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's real. That's real intelligence. Yeah.
But the thing about where I live is, you know. We have laws in this state against, for instance, shooting within 500 feet of a dwelling. You know, even if it's your dwelling, we've still got a law against it. Well, you know, I'm not exactly
right.
living in an urban. I'm not living in an exactly urban area, but the houses are. You know, there's not 500 feet between houses.
Right.
And so anybody anywhere squeezing off a round or two is violating the law.
And, we're 7 acres. Our neighbors are 7 acres, right? So we're rural, but we have neighbors, like you, right?
And you know, the responsible
in their backyard and everything else.
Yeah, the responsible gun owners will tell you, and I'm not being facetious when I say that because they do exist. You know, rule one is you never, ever, ever squeeze the trigger until you are absolutely certain of what is beyond your target.
Correct. Yes.
Well, just about anywhere absolutely. Around here, what's beyond your target is somebody else's house.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, we ain't going to hit nobody.
Ain't going to hit nobody. Well, yeah, no, it's and they're all going to vote the wrong way, too, I bet, right?
Oh, are you kidding? They got a Confederate flag out front.
Oh, well, at least my neighbors have an American flag, but they have a Trump sign. So that'll be my last rant, and now I'm going to bail. I know you got to finish up.
All right, Arnold, you have yourself a good night. Don't be such a stranger, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Thank you for what you do, Bob. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Thanks for the call. Great talking to you. Always is. See you, Arnold. Our buddy Arnold. Arnold produces for Rick Smith and is a damn fine conversationalist into the bargain. So here we are at the close of the program. I'm absolutely zonked. I've been up since 6, well, actually since 20 till 6 this morning. And I'm a little sleepy. But hey, I get to sleep in tomorrow because we don't have to go to work. Yay! But then it's back to 8 to 4 on Wednesday. Again, a reminder, if you don't mind. Well, I mean, it's going to have to happen one way or the other. A reminder, depending on when he gets out the door and when I can get through traffic and get home and all of that stuff, there may be more of these 5:15, 5:30 starts, and I hope you'll just bear with me, and I appreciate your forbearance. And thank you to each and every one of you who keeps the program on the air. Thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers, as noted at the beginning of the program. Thank you to our PayPal subscribers. Thanks to those of you who kick in a la carte or some combination of all of the above. Thanks to each and every one of you who shares your precious finite time engaging in the program in whatever manner you so choose. Thanks to our all-volunteer staff. Thank you very kindly to Sparky and Steve in the chat room. Thank you to our news ninjas. Thank you, Brother Deacon Asa, HeadOn.live. Thank you, John Fox in Australia. Thank you, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks to the hardest-working, bravest people I know, the men and women of Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. 20-plus years at the forefront of the struggle for human rights and environmental justice in Appalachia. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Please, the disinformation is flowing hot and fast now. The maggots are trying to make it seem like the virus has miraculously disappeared. It hasn't. Good God, we'll be over 200,000 deaths before we know it. Who knows what by December 31st? If they don't figure out a way to completely suppress all the numbers. Please stay home if you can. If you can't, do everything in your power to stay safe so that we can stay together as a community. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. Wear your gloves if you got them. If you don't have any, it's not a bad idea to have some. Wear your mask, maintain your social distance. And if some asshole comes towards you talking about how the Antifa shot down his partner, well, avoid that bastard like the plague. Because he is. Later, y'all.